Welcome to the PC Speaking Podcast Series, Through the Bible in a Year, where we come together for daily reading and reflection as we journey through the scriptures. Let's dive into today's episode with Pastor Chris Miller. Faithful in the storm,
worthy in the empty spaces, worthy in the storm. Hello and welcome back to the PC Speaking Podcast and day number 67 of our Through the Bible in a Year reading program. Today is the 7th of March. Our reading today is from Numbers chapters 8 and 9 and Mark chapter 11 in the New Testament. Beginning in Numbers chapter 8, we read about the consecration of the Levites for their service in the tabernacle. Unlike the Nazirite vow that we read about yesterday, which was something voluntary and temporary, the Levites are set apart permanently for the service of God on behalf of the Israelites. They undergo purification rituals, are presented before the congregation, and are symbolically offered to God. They have a unique role in the community, and this chapter gives us the Levites' duties and the age range for their service. Numbers chapter 9 revisits the Passover and emphasizes the importance of observing the Passover annually, something the Israelites were to continue to do perpetually. It also addresses concerns involving the Israelites who were unable to participate in the Passover because of things like impurities or distance, and offers provisions for a second Passover. Numbers 9 concludes with the guidance of the pillar of cloud over the tabernacle, representing God's presence and leadership over the Israelite community. And then as we go to the New Testament, Mark chapter 11 today begins with Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem the week before his crucifixion. And when he does that, the event fulfills prophetic expectation, shows the messianic identity of Jesus. In Mark 11, Jesus also curses a fig tree, cleanses the temple of money changers, and engages in debates with religious leaders who challenge his authority. So, let's go to our reading today. We're going to start in Numbers chapter 8, verse 1. It says, "The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 'Speak to Aaron and tell him, when you light the lamps, the seven lamps shall give light in front of the lampstand.' Aaron did so. He lit its lamps to light the area in front of the lampstand, as the Lord commanded Moses. This was the workmanship of the lampstand, beaten work of gold from its base to its flowers. It was beaten work. He made the lampstand according to the pattern which the Lord had shown Moses. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, 'Take the Levites from amongst the children of Israel and cleanse them. You shall do this to them to cleanse them. Sprinkle the water of cleansing on them. Let them shave their whole bodies with a razor. Let them wash their clothes and cleanse themselves. Then let them take a young bull and its meal offering, fine flour mixed with oil, and another young bull you shall take for a sin offering. You shall present the Levites before the tent of meeting. You shall assemble the whole congregation of the children of Israel. You shall present the Levites before the Lord. The children of Israel shall lay their hands on the Levites, and Aaron shall offer the Levites before the Lord for a wave offering on behalf of the children of Israel, that it may be theirs to do the service of the Lord. The Levites shall lay their hands on the heads of the bulls, and you shall offer the one for a sin offering and the other for a burnt offering to the Lord to make atonement for the Levites. You shall set the Levites before Aaron and before his sons and offer them as a wave offering to the Lord. Thus you shall separate the Levites from amongst the children of Israel, and the Levites shall be mine. After that, the Levites shall go in to do the service of the tent of meeting. You shall cleanse them and offer them as a wave offering, for they are wholly given to me from amongst the children of Israel. Instead of all who open the womb, even the firstborn of all the children of Israel, I have taken them to me. For all the firstborn amongst the children of Israel are mine, both man and animal. On the day that I struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I sanctified them for myself. I have taken the Levites instead of all the firstborn amongst the children of Israel. I have given the Levites as a gift to Aaron and to his sons from amongst the children of Israel to do the service of the children of Israel in the tent of meeting and to make atonement for the children of Israel so that there will be no plague amongst the children of Israel when the children of Israel come near to the sanctuary. Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel did so to the Levites, according to all that the Lord commanded Moses concerning the Levites. So the children of Israel did to them. The Levites purified themselves from sin, and they washed their clothes, and Aaron offered them for a wave offering before the Lord, and Aaron made atonement for them to cleanse them. After that, the Levites went in to do their service in the tent of meeting before Aaron and before his sons, as the Lord had commanded Moses concerning the Levites, so they did to them. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "This is what is assigned to the Levites. From 25 years old and upward, they shall go in to wait on the service in the work of the tent of meeting. And from the age of 50 years, they shall retire from doing the work and shall serve no more, but shall assist their brothers in the tent of meeting to perform the duty and shall perform no service. This is how you shall have the Levites do their duties." Numbers chapter 9. The Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the first month of the second year after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying, "Let the children of Israel keep the Passover in its appointed season. On the 14th day of this month, at evening, you shall keep it in its appointed season. You shall keep it according to all its statutes, according to all its ordinances." Moses told the children of Israel that they should keep the Passover. They keep the Passover in the first month, on the 14th day of the month, at evening, in the wilderness of Sinai, according to all that the Lord commanded Moses. So the children of Israel did. There were certain men who were unclean because of the dead body of a man, so that they could not keep the Passover on that day. And they came before Moses and Aaron on that day. Those men said to him, "We are unclean because of the dead body of a man. Why are we kept back? What that we may not offer the Lord offering of the Lord in its appointed season among the children of Israel." Moses answered them, "Wait, that I may hear what the Lord will command concerning you." The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Say to the children of Israel, if any man of you, of your generations, is unclean by reason of a dead body, or is on a journey far away, he shall still keep the Passover to the Lord. In the second month, on the 14th day, at evening, they shall keep it. They shall eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. They shall leave none of it until the morning, nor break a bone of it. According to all the statute of the Passover, they shall keep it. But the man who is clean and is not on a journey and fails to keep the Passover, that soul shall be cut off from his people. Because he didn't offer the offering of the Lord in its appointed season, that man shall bear his sin. If a foreigner lives amongst you and desires to keep the Passover to the Lord, then he shall do so according to the statute of the Passover. And according to its ordinance, you shall have one statute, both for the foreigner and for him who is born in the land. On the day that the tabernacle was raised up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, even the tent of testimony. At evening, it was over the tabernacle, as it were the appearance of fire until morning. So it was continually the cloud covered it, and the appearance of fire by night. Whenever the cloud was taken up from over the tent, then after that, the children of Israel traveled. And in the place where the cloud remained, there the children of Israel camped. At the commandment of the Lord, the children of Israel traveled. And at the commandment of the Lord, they encamped. As long as the cloud remained on the tabernacle, they remained encamped. When the cloud stayed on the tabernacle many days, then the children of Israel kept the Lord's command and didn't travel. Sometimes the cloud was a few days on the tabernacle. Then according to the commandment of the Lord, they remained encamped. And according to the commandment of the Lord, they traveled. Sometimes the cloud was from evening until morning. And when the cloud was taken up in the morning, they traveled. Or by day and by night, when the cloud was taken up, they traveled. Whether it was 2 days or a month or a year that the cloud stayed on the tabernacle remaining on it, the children of Israel remained encamped and didn't travel. But when it was taken up, they traveled. At the commandment of the Lord, they encamped, and at the commandment of the Lord, they traveled. They kept the Lord's command at the commandment of the Lord by Moses. Over to the New Testament, Mark chapter 11. When they came near to Jerusalem, to Bethpage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go your way into the village that is opposite you. Immediately as you enter into it, you will find a young donkey tied, on which no one has sat. Untie him and bring him. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you doing this?' say, 'The Lord needs him,' and immediately he will send him back here." They went away and found a young donkey tied at the door outside in the open street, and they untied it. Some of those who stood there asked him, "What are you doing untying the young donkey?" They said to them, just as Jesus had said, and they let them go. They brought the young donkey to Jesus and threw their garments on it, and Jesus sat on it. Many spread their garments on the way, and others were cutting down branches from the trees and spreading them on the road. Those who went in front and those who followed cried out, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that is coming in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Jesus entered into the temple in Jerusalem. When he had looked around at everything, it being now evening, he went out to Bethany with the 12. The next day, when they had come out from Bethany, he was hungry. Seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came to see if perhaps he might find anything on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. Jesus told it, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again," and his disciples heard it. They came to Jerusalem, and Jesus entered into the temple and began to throw out those who sold, those who bought in the temple, and overthrew the money changers' tables and the seats of those who sold the doves. He would not allow anyone to carry a container through the temple. He taught, saying to them, "Isn't it written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer for all the nations'? But you have made it a den of robbers." The chief priests and the scribes heard it and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him, because all the multitude was astonished at his teaching. When evening came, he went out of the city. As they passed by in the morning, they saw the fig tree withered away from the roots. Peter, remembering, said to him, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away." Jesus answered them, "Have faith in God, for most certainly I tell you, whoever may tell this mountain, 'Be taken up and cast into the sea,' and doesn't doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is happening, he shall have whatever he says. Therefore, I tell you, all things whatever you pray and ask for, believe that you have received them, and you shall have them. Whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father who is in heaven may also forgive you your transgressions. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your transgressions." They came into Jerusalem, and as he was walking in the temple, the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders came to him. And they began saying to him, "By what authority do you do these things? Or who gave you this authority to do these things?" Jesus said to them, "I will ask you one question. Answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or from men? Answer me." They reasoned within themselves, saying, "If we should say from heaven, he will say, 'Why then did you not believe him?' If we should say from men, they feared the people, for all held John to really be a prophet." They answered Jesus, "We don't know." Jesus said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things." Well, that's our reading for today, Numbers 8 and 9, Mark chapter 11. Let's wrap up with a few thoughts and meditations for today. The provision of a second Passover that's an interesting one to me. Now, what does that say about the attributes of God? And what can we learn from that? And how might we apply that today? And people mostly, in the time of Jesus, during his ministry, for the most part, people misunderstood Jesus as the Messiah during his ministry. And his entry into Jerusalem and his actions in the temple challenged the people's expectations of messianic deliverance and who Jesus was. So how does the life and ministry of Jesus challenge your understanding of authority and your understanding of his divine kingship? The fig tree and the cleansing of the temple are powerful acts that call for genuine faith and worship. And reflect on areas where you may need to cultivate a more authentic faith and eliminate some superficial practices. Something for further study, if you'd like to take things a little further today, study the symbolism of the Passover and its fulfillment in Jesus's sacrifice. Think about how the observance of the Passover connects to the Lord's Supper and the commemoration of Jesus's death and resurrection. Well, that's our reading for today, and I look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today on the PC Speaking Podcast. Tune in tomorrow for another episode of Through the Bible in a Year. If you have found this helpful, please follow the podcast and share it with a friend. It is our hope and prayer that every episode helps enrich your relationship with God and His Word. Even if the drums stop beating, my soul.